So I'm going to offer, recommend some time for walking. And it's really about staying in the here. So the here that counts is the here that doesn't change. So when you're in the here walking, what you're experiencing is movement. Or you're experiencing change of pressure, change of sensations, change of energies, impact, visual appearances, thoughts flickering through, sudden spurts of attention, attractions, sudden trains of thought come up. You notice, come back to here. Not really trying to block anything. But at the same time, through constantly sensing and getting a clearer, fuller feeling for here, those mental patterns are going to arise, they're going to kind of push, they'll well up. And if you don't go into activity on them, that is decisive connection, they'll tend to fade. Decisive connection, you believe in the thought. You get onto it, you jump on the train. It can be urgency, things I've got to do, remember, things I've got to figure out, quite common. So if we, that's what's almost certainly bound to be part of the arising, is that, because of course that's what we do most of the time. We're scanning for what's the next thing to do, or the place to go, or thing to remember. So that's kind of there as a default. So it's bound to come bubbling up. That's okay. Just come to, as soon as you feel the sense of active, that's decisive engagement, maybe you could stop, physically stop, or more clearly emphasize your bodily presence. Feel what's happening in your body. Maybe you feel yourself tightening up in your jaw, in your cheeks, or your eyes. Breathing out. Coming back into here. That's a perfect process. It's not losing it. That's a perfect process of being touched, being affected, maybe a bit of activation. And then here we are. It's through this that you begin to really sense and understand activation and activity. Difference between activation, decisive engagement, when you go into it. Reaction, I shouldn't be thinking this, stop it. That's another decisive action. It's a decisive reaction, isn't it? Stop thinking that. So there's another. Could you not be decisive? Just, There's no decision on that. Wait, then where's the here? Where's the body now? Probably, generally our life training is to come to decisions. Here the training is to be indecisive. Don't decide you are or aren't anything. In the indecisive, the undetermined, there's the freedom. Things will work themselves out. It's not for us to claim or reject. We come back to here, settling, and realizations occur through that process. Really important realizations occur through indecision, unconstructed. It dawns on you. It dawns on you. Because if you're really notice it, most of the decisive actions we make, think, just are going around the same old track. They don't take you to realizational freedom, they just take you around the same old track again. Is that so? Check it out. Same old self. Same old not yet, get there in the future, whatever. Something else to figure out. Indecisive. Check the decision, check the... How's that feel? How's that feel in your body? You're not rejecting it. Just want to know it more completely. Breathing in, breathing out. Walking, feeling the movement of the body. Stopping, pausing if you need to. Just stand, come down into your feet to get the fullness. Listen. Then the realizations can come. They come perhaps slowly or hesitantly. Realizations are things like, you don't need that, or that's the way it is, or, well, she's just like that. They're very obvious. It's not what they say, it's where they come from. Feeling of, yeah, I haven't made that happen, it's just spoken by itself. Okay, let's do some walking, and in walking, remember, there's no, we're not going anywhere in particular. So what you really want to bring more quality attention to is the fluidity of your body as you walk. Remember, fluid rather than rigid. We're not going anywhere special, so there's no hurry. You can walk, take a 25 pace in the other room or outside or up down the corridor. Walk, get to, when you've walked a space, could be 10, 20, 25, depending how much steam you got, 30. You know, pause, stop, stand, down into your feet. How is this? Turn. Feel as you're walking, feel the movement of your hips, the movement of your shoulders as you walk. So it's a bit like swimming. It's not that march. It's not even a slow march, it's not a march, it's more like swimming. And because it's the fluidity and the flexing of the body that gives you that, the sign of coming out of stuck states or frozen states or compulsive states. Very helpful for deactivating. So let's have about half an hour. Yeah. So you're finding your way up to your feet and finding a place you want to do your walking. In half an hour, if you look at your clock or somebody, manager rings a bell, see if you give yourself about half an hour and come back. If after 10 minutes you feel, you know, enough, stop, stand still, wait for a few moments, feel it out, see how it goes, see, give it another try. If it doesn't seems to be negative, stop, pause, then practice with it, and then come back to sitting.